Good, thank you.
Not bad.
No, I think exactly what we expected going into the game, that it was going to be an absolute battle. You know, you could tell there was a lot of anxiety, you know, about the stadium. And I thought it was a case of making sure that we go out and keep in the game, keep at it, keep fighting, pick up second balls. That's what the game was all going to be about. I thought the players responded really, really well to going down a goal twice. And I think in the end of the game, the last 15, 20 minutes of the game, I think we were the team on top, and I thought we were going to go and win it. So there's a big improvement from, you know, people spoke about, you know, earlier on in the season, you know, if we went a goal down, we found it tough, and I think we responded in the right manner there. I think that as the seasons went on, we've showed that, you know, the players are a lot mentally stronger and proven any critics in that sense. But we've still got a lot to work on, and I was really happy with the finish of the game. But I did say to them before they went out that, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought game, and it might take 60, 70 minutes before you can get the ball down and play and be the team on top. So, you know, credit to them for that. You know, the response was really good from them from losing goals.
Going to win down the sales a wee bit,
is it important to come back in that situation and get that second goal? Oh, definitely. You know, that's the thing in football. You always want to go and win games. So making sure, and I speak about no disappointments, and they showed that today. That you know, the second penalty. I seen it back in the you know, the video, and I think young Ellis get beat with cuteness and experience. Where if you are caught the wrong side, you know, and the man goes and falls down in and brings you with him, then it's going to let you have given the foul. So it's a tough call for the referee, and with Ellis being caught on the wrong side, it leaves it open to that happening. But it's experience for him, he'll learn from it, and as I say, it's up to the rest of the lads to go and help him out, dig him out a hole, and we did that, we responded really well.
Was it maybe fortunate not to concede a penalty just before half time? How did you see it?
Nah, the referee got the right call there. I think that the tug on Ellis before it, and then the way he jumped in front of him, again, showed good experience. But the referee was in the right position to go and make the right call, and I thought it was a great decision.
What was your thoughts on Hamilton's first goal? David obviously thinks that he just jumped above the keeper.
Yeah.
Obviously John thinks that it was a complete foul. Just to get your thoughts on that.
Nah. I think it's, you know, it's plain to see that there was one person that was more determined to go and win the ball, and he showed a great hunger and desire. He's ran for the edge of the box. We all know Moyle's got one of the best leaps in the league, and he showed that there. I think, you know, there's certainly a way I would be speaking about, but it's not my goalkeeper. I'm speaking about Moyle, and I thought he showed a great desire to go and win the ball and score a goal, and he did that. He's outjumped him. You know, in terms of his head being above his hands, and I thought he'd done great to go and get his goal.
Yeah, just talking about David, that's the first time he's seen he scored two goals for Hamilton in the same game. He must be delighted for him.
It's hard
work. He's been in, he's getting
rewarded
with two great goals.
Yeah, I thought, you know, his worth it, work ethic since I've been in has been incredible. He's a great presence up top. We've seen he's got a great leap. He's a nuisance towards centre backs. So he's been working really hard on different parts of his game since he's been in, and I think it'd be fair enough to say that there's been a lot of improvement in him. I think he's just getting more confident. But like everybody, you know, not the finished article, and still more work to do, and he'll show that he'll keep progressing along the way. But delighted for him to get his two goals today, and you know, he's done great.
You've been pretty consistent with the team and how it's set up ever since you've came in. After some poor performances, fans have asked or thought that the system should change. What would you say to those fans that think that the way the team's set up needs to change after certain performances?
Which performances?
None in particular. Maybe ones that we feel that we probably should have won, or when I'm lucky enough to lose, they feel that the next game maybe the team should be set up differently.
Is that down to performance? Is that down to not finishing, or...?
I'm just asking what your thoughts were on people that think that the way the team's set up from the start needs to change after certain games.
Okay. I think that if you're not going to go and dominate games, if you're not going to create chances, then there's certain aspects you would look at. I think with the type of players that we've got at the club, you know, we've got wide players that are very effective and creative. We've got players in the middle of the pitch that can go and work away and get on the ball and go and play and help us dominate games. I think no matter what formation you play, if you don't win the game, it's very easy to turn around and say if they played a different formation they would win. You would never know. And I think that's it's easy when, you know, if you're going to go and watch a game in terms of your punditry, if you want to call it that way. It's easy to say, you know, if something else happened and or if you did something different than that, I'd help you win the game. You'd never know. So we can't be proven wrong. I think we look at what we've got. I think for definite we have changed formation a couple of times this season. We've went two up top a few times. Like today we changed and we went 4-2-3-1 as opposed to 4-3-3. But we also have went 3-5-2 and 3-4-3 in games. So we have changed it. And you know, we'll always look at the games and what we think is going to make us get a foothold in games, allow us to go and create chances and dominate games with possession. I do respect the fact that the run-in from now, there's not going to be a lot of football being allowed to play, like today and like last week, where Kilmarnock were excellent. They went and pressed us, but we have another option to that, and we didn't do it last week. But like today, I thought we responded really, really well. So I think, you know, it's not really so much about formations, it's more about the style.
That's
great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.